The San Francisco Chronicle reports the suicide rate among California prisoners has reached a three-decade high after climbing for five consecutive years. This year, 36 people have killed themselves in prisons operated by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Experts say this alarming trend reflects a mental health crisis behind bars, which isn't new. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Craig Haney, UC Santa Cruz psychology professor and an expert involved in the Coleman case. Could you speak to us, sir, about the Coleman case first? What is that?
Well, it's a case that began over 25 years ago. A group of attorneys and experts filed a case in federal court raising serious questions about the quality of the mental health care that was being delivered to California prisoners throughout the state. In 1995, a court ordered the Department of Corrections to drastically change and improve the kind of health care that was being delivered, and there then ensued several decades worth of continuing litigation over how much and how effectively the court's order was being implemented, resulting, as many of the listeners may recall, several years ago in a United States Supreme Court case that ordered the California Department of Corrections to drastically reduce the number of people in prison in order, among other things, to better provide medical and mental health care to the prisoners who were confined in the system. There have been improvements over the last 25 or so years. I wouldn't deny that. But as you can see from today's Chronicle report, we've done nowhere near enough, and there is still a mental health care crisis in the Department of Corrections.
It's just curious, if we have made certain strides, how it is that the numbers are going up to the extent that they are. It's kind of akin to the military, where there's been an increase in suicides, but they're not all in the field of battle. Many of them are in military installations. What's going on in a broader sense when it comes to mental health issues?
Well, the mental health system in the United States is itself in crisis. The default mental health system in the United States is really the prison system. We don't have a functioning public mental health system outside of our departments of corrections. And prisons are in many ways uniquely ill-suited to address the mental health needs of prisoners and or citizens. And so one of the problems is that we've called upon prisons to do things that they weren't set up to do. And that's the battle that we've been fighting for 25 plus years in California. There is really little in the way of effective alternatives to mental health care outside of prison. And so these problems worsen. People suffer on the streets. There's nowhere for them to go. They get in trouble. They get put in jail. Or in prison, and then we ask the prisons to deliver mental health care that they were never really intended or structured to do. That's the historical problem. It's a broader societal problem. But the fact that we have, in California, for example, 30-plus percent of the prisoners with serious mental health problems does not leave the prison system off the hook for providing that care. If they're there, then their mental health needs have to be addressed. And what the Chronicle report this morning and a lot of the other statistics that we've collected about mental health care in California prisons suggest is that those needs aren't being met. And that crisis continues, unfortunately, and people are suffering in the prisons on a widespread basis, sometimes suffering so desperately that they decide to take their own life.
Well, let's hope that certainly things do begin to improve. Craig Haney is a UC Santa Cruz psychology professor and an expert in these suicides that are happening in the California prisons.